B'shulchan Aruch in Chesha Mishpat Simin Reish Samach Dalet, based on the Gemara in Bamatzia Daf Lamed Gimel, paskins that if a person has the option of either retrieving his own Aveda or retrieving someone else's Aveda, his own Aveda has Kedima, his own Aveda has precedence, and the Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara Darshan's a Pasuk. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Kiyah B'cha Evyoin, that we darshan that the person himself has precedence over his friend, and therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, your own Aveda comes first. Now, says the Mechaber, if you have the option of doing both and getting both Avedas back, obviously that's what you're supposed to do. So if you're able to be Mekayim Shneim and get both Avedas returned, then that is your best option. But if you only have the ability to retrieve one of the two Avedas, your own Aveda has precedence. And this takes place, this precedence, even if it's a question of getting your own Aveda or your father's Aveda. You have Kadima even over your own father, and you have Kadima over even your own Rebbe. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Mechaber tells us that a person is not mechuyev to undergo any loss when it comes to Hashavas Aveda. So it's not just a matter of foregoing on your Aveda, where we say that you're not mechuyev to do so, and you go retrieve your own Aveda before having to go and involve yourself in the Aveda of your friend. Even if it's not your own Aveda you're retrieving, you're not mechuyev to undergo any loss to be mekayim the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. And says the Shulchan Aruch, even when it comes to menias revach, a person is not mechuyev to undergo this menias revach, which means that it's not an actual loss in money, but he is going to lose an opportunity to make money and to gain money. That too is considered a loss with respect to this halacha. And you're not mechuyev to lose out this opportunity to make a profit if it means being Meshav Aveda. You don't have to be Meshav Aveda and undergo this Minyas Revach. And we consider any type of chesaron mamon on your part to be enough of a reason to exempt you from the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. And says the Shulchan Aruch, say the Paiskim, say the Rishonim, even if your Aveda is worth much less than the Aveda of your friend, even if the two losses are not going to be the equivalent loss, rather, the loss of your friend is going to be much more significant. Nevertheless, you're still going to be potter from Hashavas Aveda. You go and retrieve your own Aveda because you're not mechuyev to sustain a loss in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That is the psak halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav is mechadish based on this halacha, that if a person is a businessman and he's during the working hours where his involvement in Hashavas Aveda will either cause him a loss or cause him to forego on the ability to make more profit, he's potter from Hashavas Aveda. He's potter from Hashavas Aveda because he's a businessman and he's busy working. He's not mechuyev to sustain any type of loss to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Azay zok the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Now the truth is that there's an interesting machlekes ha-poiskim. The Achiezer tells us that there actually is a distinction when we talk about menias revach and when we talk about actually giving up money to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And says the Achiezer that it depends. If let's say, in order to return the Aveda to someone else, you're going to have to bribe someone. You're going to have to suffer some type of loss. So you're going to have to pay some money in order to have your friend's Aveda return. So you're a potter. What if your friend promises in advance to repay you for your loss? He promises to compensate you. Is this a different case where you're, in this case, perhaps mechuyev to be meshav aveda, since you're not going to really suffer a loss since your friend promised to reimburse you? Or do we say that even in this case, lamaisa, you're being mechayev me to spend money in order to return your aveda? I'm not mechuyev to spend money to be meshav aveda. What's the halach in this case? It's the Achiezer distinguishes between a case of actual chesaron mamon and a case of menias revach. And says Rabbi Chaim Eliezer in the Sefer Achiezer that it depends. If we're talking about actually losing money, paying money from your own pocket to be meshav aveda, such as a case where you have to bribe a certain individual in order to get your friend's aveda returned, you're potter even if your friend promises to reimburse you in advance. You're potter because you're not mechuyev to spend money to be meshav aveda. However, when it comes to menias revach, you're chayev. When it comes to foregoing on a profit, losing an opportunity to make a profit, that you are mechuyev to do if your friend promises in advance to reimburse you for this menuyas revach. So if he promises in advance to reimburse you for the menuyas revach, you're chayev. But when it comes to chasaron mamon, for an actual hefsed mamon, you're potter, even if he promises in advance to compensate you. However, the sma disagrees. And the sma holds that you're mechuyev to spend money even when it comes to actual chasar moment, even if it comes to, let's say, paying money from your own pocket to bribe someone to get the hashava fulfilled, you're mechuyev if you're promised in advance that you're going to be reimbursed, because that's not considered a hefsed moment, and therefore you're mechuyev to go ahead and spend the money to have your friend's aveda returned, in spite of the fact that you're actually paying out of pocket. So this is the machlekes between the Sma and the Achiezer. But akol ponim, this is the basic halacha, that a person is not mechuyev to undergo any loss, even a menias revach, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. There's a fascinating halacha that arises from this din in the Shulchan Aruch. This halacha is found in, again, in Chesh Mishmar Rish Samach Dalet and Sif Aleph, and then continues on to Sif Beis. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if you have an option of either returning your father's aveda or your Rebbe's aveda, your Rebbe's Aveda comes first. And this is a Gemara over there in Bamitsiya. And the reason is because your Rebbe brings you to Chaya Olam Haba, and your father brings you to Chaya Olam Hazeh. And therefore, your father doesn't have as much prominence as your Rebbe. Your Rebbe brings you to Chaya Olam Haba, which is more significant. Therefore, your Rebbe's Aveda has precedence over your father's Aveda. That's the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. However, there's a tremendous qualification. And that is that this kedima only applies if your Rebbe is your Rabbi Muvuk. Only by Rabbi Muvuk do we say that your Rebbe has precedence over your father. But if your Rebbe is not your Rabbi Muvuk, he's not considered someone who has kedima over your father. Now, what's Rabbi Muvuk? Someone who you learned Roiv Chachmasa Mimenu, which is very rare, Bisman Hazeh. In order for you to be rendered Rabbi Muvuk, you have to be someone who taught this person Roiv Chachmasa, most of his Torah knowledge, which is extremely rare today. Therefore, this halacha would usually not be Nogei Lamaisa. And therefore, if it was a question of returning your father's Aveda or your Rebbe's Aveda, you would usually return your father's Aveda. Because usually today we don't have Rabbi Mufik. However, there are some Paiskim that say that if you have a certain Rebbe who taught you the tools, who gave you the tools to enable you to learn in a general sense, that could render him a Rabbi Muvuk, in spite of the fact that you don't have Roiv Chachmasa Mimenu, and therefore it would be applicable even today. So that is one idea. And also there's a Divrei Malkiel. The Divrei Malkiel writes that we look at your current state of learning when it comes to determining who's Rabbi Muvuk, and therefore if, let's say, right now, most of your chachma that you are gleaning is from this particular individual, he is rendered your Rabbi Muvuk, even though, in a general sense, not Roiv of the chachma that you have is from this particular person. But since currently he's your Rabbi Muvuk, Roiv of the chachma that you are in the immediate future going to learn, and currently you're under his tutelage, so he has right now the status of Rabbi Muvuk. So that, again, would be a way to make this halacha practical, Bizman Hazeh, where you have a Rabbi Muvuk, even when you have Svarim today that are available to you, because since currently this person is your Rabbi Muvuk, perhaps he does have the status of Rabbi Muvuk to have Kedima over your father when it comes to his Aveda. However, there's another very important qualification to this Kedima of Rabbi Muvuk, and this is actually a fascinating halacha that brought down the Sma, Shach, Sefer Hasidim. And that is that if your Rebbe is being paid by your father, let's say, to teach you Torah, he doesn't have the status of Rabbi Muvuk. Fakir, your father's enabling him to teach you Torah. He wouldn't be doing it on his own. He's being paid to do so. Therefore, he doesn't have kedima over your father. Rather, your father has kedima over him. Fakir, your father is the one that's enabling the Chaya Olam Haba. He's being mevi'i l'Chaya Olam Haba because he's paying for the limud. Therefore, since the father is the real facilitator over here, the father has kedima over this Rebbe, even though you learned Roiv Chachmosai from this particular Rebbe. That is the chiddush that is brought down. Therefore, today, it will, again, be very uncommon to have the kedima of a rabbi over a father, because even a Rebbe today, even if he taught you Roiv Chachmosai, but if he's being paid by the father to teach you, again, this kedima will dissipate. Now, there's actually a very interesting extension of this halacha, where the Sefer Hasidim adds, some of the places can bring this down, that not only if it's your father paying him to teach you Torah, where we say that the father has kedima, even if you have a third party who's supporting you, who's paying, let's say, the Rebbe to teach you, again, if you have a third party paying the Rebbe to teach you, the third party has kedima over the Rebbe, because he's facilitating the bringing of this person to Chayei Olam Habah, because he's enabling the Talmud Torah to happen. So according to this, if let's say you have a person learning in Kail, and perhaps you have a person supporting the Kail, and you have a Rosh Kail in the rare case that he's teaching the person Rav Chachmasa, which is usually not the case, but again, the person paying the Rebbe to teach the Torah is the one facilitating, and therefore his Kedima will be even before the Rebbe's Kedima, because he's really the one being Mevir L'Chayei Olam Habah. That's what would come out according to this psak that's brought down in the G'dayli Achrayim over there in Chayei Shem Mishpat Rei Samach Dal. This is a tremendous chiddush. Now there's an interesting machlekes between the Miskeres HaShulchan and the Ateres Tzvi and other Achrayim, whether this person, let's say, this third party who pays the Rebbe to teach you Torah, if that third party has kedima even from your father, or when it comes to the father versus this person, your father has kedima. This is a machlekes. The Miskeres HaShulchan says that even when it comes to the father, in other words, the machlekes is, do we say that this person's paying for your learning only weakens the Rebbe, because he's facilitating the Rebbe's limud, and therefore the kedima of the Rebbe dissipates when it's up against this individual? However, when it comes to the father retains his kedima? Or do we say that no? Even when it comes to the father, since this person's mevi'i l'chayel mabah, because he's paying for this person's limud, so this person who's mevi'i l'chayel mabah has kedima even over the father, because the father's not mevi'i l'chayel mabah, he's only mevi'i l'chayel mazeh. So this is going to be a machlekes hapeiskim, a very interesting machlekes, which will sometimes maybe have an afkumina in a case where you have a veda of a shver and a veda of a father. If the shver is supporting you, the father is not. So the shver is mevi'i l'chayel mabah and the father is not. So it would be a very fascinating nafkamina of this machlekes.